Shalom Boker Tov. We are on page Mem Gimel, second column, and let's go right to the practically all the way down. And it's, there is a sentence. It says Kvar Be'arti Lecha. Right in the middle of the one before last. Kvar Be'arti Lecha. She Seder Atzilut HaOlamot Hu Hafuch Miha Benatano. Havanateinu. Hafuch mi havanateinu. What's we from childhood? What we were taught? What did we learn when we were child? When we were katan and learned those words, katan. When it is Yaakov, Yaakov is katan. Yaakov is pamaim. Ekev is Pamaim Elokim. Elokim, nature, is the aspect of Katnut and Gadlut. Katnut and Gadlut. In nature, you will see baby in animal until it grows. Baby in Adam until it grows. First is Katan, then becomes Gadol. Everything in nature, that means under energy of Elokim, nature, katnut gadlut. So is Yaakov, katan, aspect of katnut, of a consciousness. Israel is aspect of gadlut. When it becomes Israel, when it's katan, en lo chuchma bin adat connected. The igul is not connected. It's separated. It's like his mind is somewhere else. Disconnected his mind. When he becomes mature gadol, he finds more connection with his mind. He comes more in understanding and more experience, more knowledge. He will be aware with understanding. Good morning. So, he says, the way we understand from the beginning is to take. When we are kid, what we want? I, me, give me, mine. But this wasn't the purpose of the creation. I am learning the wrong things. Right from the beginning, I'm learning the wrong thing. So my Havana, my understanding, my seeing things is based on totally opposite of what I think it is all about. To the some extent that I believe, I have to really study hard and really look that yes, the way that I think I am this world in order to satisfy myself is not it. I'll go and explain to somebody. Right now, tell to yourself, even. It says, it's so Havana, when he says Havana is afuch, you have to really, really understand what he's talking about. He's talking about that even right now, if you to yourself, is it possible that what I think is wrong? Couldn't be.
But aren't we built to receive in order to give?
I was trained. My Havana, this is what I want, is your understanding. It's very important to understand what is understanding and what is Chokmah. Because we are at the point to explain. He says, Mi achacham haroeh nolad. This is our studies last week was. Haro'et anolad. He's chacham. And then we said, Bina is the hitbonenut. What is hitbonenut? Is to chew on it in order to reach, to see the nolad. Now, why he comes and he says it's afuch right now? Because which one comes first? Chokhmah or Bina? Chokhmah comes first. But he says, in the world, in the world of creation, in our world, which Bina created, Hitbonenut comes first, and Chochmah comes last. That's why we hafuch. There is no way I can see the Nolad until I sit down and think about it. First, I have to think about it in order to see the nolat. Aval ba'olam elyon, chokhmah si nolad vehidbonenut brings about the realization of a nolad. That's from above to below. And you have to be and to think, to see, first through the eyes of above to below, and then from below to above. The vessel is from below to above. The light is always from above to below. Above to below is Mayim Duchrin, male, as we discussed, male waters. Mayim Nukvim is the female waters, from below to above. Yes.
Could we say that is the reason why in this world we are not going after Or Chachma, we are going after Or Chassadim? Even though Or Chachma comes from the higher Sephira, but in order to do the Tikkun, you have to go after Or Chassadim.
You are saying how what it should be, because the Kav is Or Chesed. Chochma is Igul. Chochma is Igul. Chesed ze akav. So that means if I want to get a pleasure, a ta'anug, I have to go through the channel of the Kav. But I can grab the ta'anug without the Kav. I can take the pleasure without paying for it. I can take the pleasure selfishly. That's called, I am taking the igul. I'm taking the pleasure not under the auspices of chesed, which is the kav yashar. So we do jump. We were taught that first chokhmah comes. We think that we are God. We are coming from above to below. We think it is our right to take the chokhmah, which is the igul. Why? Because we see through the eyes of the light. But that's not the case. He says, hey, no. You are the aspect of from below to above. That means first understand, first chew, first recognize all the combination and all the angles, and then you will reach to Nolad HaChokhmah, to the Igul, to the pleasure. No pain, that means no hitbonenut, no tanug.
Yeah, but
if you do the hitbonenut, what is hitbonenut? Understanding. Reflection. Understand, reflection is through chesed. That means you do what? You say, I don't want to receive. I want to be a cause. You return. You make or chozer. Because you make Or Chozer, we will see. The rest of the Sefirot, they become Bahirot. Now today we understand what is the difference when we say Sefirah.
Mm-hmm. One more thing, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I want to interrupt for a second, if you may let me. I don't see the connection between Chochmah and Bina versus Or Chassadim and Or Chochmah. It's two different subjects we're mixing. Can we understand the Chochmah? You know, you were going somewhere really good and we completely went somewhere else. So is it okay that we stay with with Chochmah Bina, and then maybe we can compare it to other things rather than jumping from one subject to another so we don't mix them up? If I may request that?
Yes, of course. Therefore, go to page Memdale. Page Memdale. I just prepared you to go through it and now put it all together.
Yeah.
If we start, it says, Sof Ma'aseh, B'machshava Techila. What, in a very simple understanding, is there is no action until there is a thought. Hirhur. And what is Hirhur? It's understanding. Hitbonenut. Hirhur. Now we have two kind of, by the way, we started to learning. There is a Hirhur Moach, Hirhur Lev. It's two level of thoughts as well. It's not one. And this, they have to all get united. It's above and below. Always is from Elyon and then Tachton. That's the whole system. It's to keep on going. Continuity. Remember, light wants continuity, no matter what. Does not allow not discontinuity. Cannot. Light always in for continuity. So let's go to page Mem Dalet, Aleph. Aleph from Etz Chaim, right on top of the page. Hayut sefirot she'ne'atzlu besod yud egulim. He's talking about yud sefirot, eser sefirot, ten sefirot, and he calls sefira. What's really ne'atzlu? What is a ne'atzel? It was created. But at the same time, what Na'atzel means? It's he's close by. He's the closest could be to the source. Bravo. Understand that it says last time, and we read it in the page Mem Gimel, that it says, Ela hamilui shel haratzon, hamilui shel haratzon. Huk hakodem, milui haratzon hu hakodem, vahagorem legilui haratzon. It's extremely important to understand this. That the milui, the one that you are looking for, came before than when you express your feeling. So, who has the milui of understanding? Chokhmah. So in the world of machshava, in world of thought, Eser Sefirot was created because it's the ne'atzel, it's the closest. Could be to the Ein Sof. Eser Sefirot.
That's the concept of, I'm sorry, Reshimot.
Those sefirot are the starters of everything. That's why when you understand the world of sefirot, you understand absolutely what moach means. Now, what is moach? Moach is 48 letters of the Shem Hovaya, all the sirufim. That's moach. It's totality. If you take Shem Havaya has 12 serufim. How many letters it has together? 48. That's the moach. Now, this 48, this moach, is completely, could be understood only through Eser Sefirot. It's the structure only with Eser Sefirot you can see. It's not something that you can see in writing. In writing is Torah. And Torah Balpe, in order to understand the Sefirot, this Eser Sefirot, Netzlu. Now, what are those Eser Sefirot? And everybody thinks they know it. This is truly Kabbalah, that you will see Etz Chaim in your mind. You see Etz Chaim in your mind, you connect to all the world. This is the Moach, that means you connected to Hashem called Hovaya, which is the one that you say, Va'ata. Humofia, he stands in front of you, the only name, remember, the only name that appears immediately as soon as you say, Baruch, Ata, Hashem, that's the only name is right there standing in front of you. And this is a zivug, as we call zivug of zone. This is, without this, there is no aliyah. Without this, there is no movement. That's why he's there. And he's everything. He's everything. Only through him you can go through anywhere else. There is nobody else. He is the one. So, here comes, let's understand. He says, what is this Eser Sefirot? Aval Fishe, Aleph, I am going to open me. Aval Fishe, Einan Ela Dalet Madrigot. Even though that, as we discussed, there are four phases only. The Hainu, Dalet HaBechinot HaNodaot, Al kol ze yesh bahem yud sefira. Yud Sefirot. All this we said, four phases. It's true, it's four phases. It's the Shem Havaya, Yud, K, Vav, K. Yes, four phases. However, totality is Eser Sefirot. But it's four. He says, yes, this four only shows you the Madrigot, the phases that you have to go through, the Bechinot that you have to go through, step by step. But in totality is Eser Sefirot. This is the first step you are putting right now to look at Etz HaChaim. This is the first step. It's to see those Sefirot. Everywhere, everything. Explanation of everything is in those Sefirot. They are the builder of everything. They are the DNA of anything that exists in this world. Everything consists of this Eser Sefirot. And it comes and it says, Vehu Mishum de Bechinat Gimel. He says, but there is a phase called Gimel, and this phase, Shenikrat Ze'ir Rampin. This aspect of Ze'ir Rampin is the understanding of the Hovaya. This Bechinat Gimel. It's this Hovaya that is all about. And he is the channel to anywhere else I want to go. He's the channel. He's the Ratzon. He holds everything. He's the Ratzon of Ein Sof in a very pure, simple language. So he says, Shenikra Ze'ir Rampin O Tiferet. Yesh ba shesh sefirot. In this, Ze'ir Rampin, there is shesh sefirot. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod. Vatam Adavar, Yitba'er B'makomo. But understand that there is Eser Sefirot. Vasarich Shetida Kan, Shehadiyuk HaNimsa B'Sefer Yetzira, Eser V'lo Tesha, Shemashmi'einu B'ze Davar Nichbad Me'ot, Ki Kvar Nitba'er, Shekol Ha'arot HaSefirot Me'aor HaElyon, ואפילו בעיגולים שהם בהשוואה אחד, אינם מאירים את הבחינה ד' שנקרא מלכות. Says understand that this the irampi. There is an aspect of מלכות too. And none of the lights do not go into Malchut. Malchut never receives light, because we discussed, nowhere. We discussed because there is a Tzimtzum Aleph on Malchut. In this world, to the end, Malchut never receives the light. Why? There is a Tzimtzum Aleph. Now, let's go understand this, what it means. Sefer Yetzirah, as we said, he says, look, listen, this is, I want to tell you that this Sefirah, Malchut, doesn't receive any light. He says, but the definition, the Rav tells us that the Sefirah means Kli ve'or be'achat. Follow. Sefirah means Yesh Kli, v'yesh Or. Shemiat sheyesh Kli, yesh Or.
As a milu kvar nimtza.
Nachon. Biglad milu came kodem. So if yesh Kli, yesh Or. Beseder. Every time that you put the right light into the right vessel, that means if you have the light of Chesed into Chesed, the light of Gevura into Gevura, and every Sefirah is on light, now you have Eser Sefirot, now you have Minyan, now you have completion. And until Iznar, and he says, no Tesha, lo Echad Esre, ela Eser Sefirot. And everyone has his own light. What happens if the light of Gevura is in Chesed? It's not right yet. It's not right. Now we will realize that the only problem we have, the wrong light goes to the wrong vessel. Mm. And the whole bamboozle is, the whole beginning was Eser Sefirot, correct, no problem. Absolutely perfect. But he mixed up the light.
Can you give us examples?
Oh, slowly, slowly. The wrong light goes to the wrong Sefirah. And what the Sefirah feels? As a light or not light? Yes, of course has a light. But not the light that is right for me. It's not my light. I want my light. Do you understand the feeling of the discussion? Yes, please.
This goes a little bit against my what my understanding was, that I thought whenever there is a kli, there is
board. Yeah, we said the milui came before. Correct. No problem. What is the kli? It's the sefirot that you create. It's really the sefirot. It's really connecting the neurons in your head, putting them together. He created the vessels. And the vessels, he says, sefirah is when there is a light and the kli. Now, he says, malchut never receives the light. Is malchut really Sefirah? If it doesn't have a light, it says?
And how does it sustain itself?
How it is? Yes, please.
Well, my question is regarding the definition of the word Sefirah. Because Sefirah means counting in Hebrew. So why we don't call each unit Mispar? Because it makes sense to call each one a separate unit, but it implies in a certain order. But at the same time, each one of the units describes the whole. So how can we imply that the order comes? You understand my question? Sefirah is the whole. It's like it describes the process. Sefirah, it's counting.
Okay.
And then each unit also is called Sefirah, or called Eser Sefirot. So there's like 10 different orders. So that's why I'm trying to understand what you say in regard to that.
We know that each Sefirah has Eser Sefirot Pratiot. Each Sefirah has Eser Sefirot Pratiot.
That's right.
And it keeps on going. That's why you are really... Is there Malchut in every Sefirah?
Yes.
Of course. Is the Keter to every Sefirah? Yes. No matter where you are, and then there is a Malchut. But if the Malchut doesn't receive, how there is a continuity? Keep on going, ends off. That's why we want to see the picture.
Each universe is have its world, but it's part of. So that's how I see. So the Sefirot, each Sefirah, it's like a planet. It's like a world by itself, and it's a part of a different world. And that different world is a part of different.
But all the worlds created, even the Kav that came with what? Sefirot. But when the Kav came in, those Eser Sefirot were not Netzlu. This went through a process until it reached that you have now Eser Sefirot. It went through four phases, he told you, until there is Eser Sefirot. There is no Eser Sefirot just like that. It went now, in order to reveal the Eser Sefirot again and again and again and again, which comes in four phases. That means whenever you go through four phases, you have completed what?
Sefirot.
Eser Sefirot. The first 3 months, we said, is the Yud. The second 3 months is the He. The third 3 months is the Vav. The fourth 3 months is the last He. Four phases, four seasons. You completed Eser Sefirot. That's why we say Rosh Hashanah, Shana is equal to Sefirah. The numerical value of Shana means Sefirah. So you're completing Eser Sefirot after going through 12 months, 365 days, four seasons, four Bechinot. And until you don't complete the Eser Sefirot, it's not completed. A tikkun is not completed unless it goes through the whole 365 days, 12 months, all the Moadim. How many Moadim you have? You have Shalosh Ed Regalim, and the fourth is the finality. That's it, done. Go to the new, again, another set of Eser Sefirot. Now look at this sky. What you see? You see point of light, point of light, point of light, point of light, point of light. Everyone is a star. But there is yet tremendous amount of Choshech that has to be revealed. There is still tremendous amount of Torah to be studied. Until there is the light. And we call this Mashiach. Okay. We call this when the truth, the Emet, is totally revealed. That's the time of Mashiach. And everybody knows the Emet. And knowing the Emet is not that, oh yeah, I'm reading the Torah, it's the Emet. Yes, but do you know it? That's the question. Now let's go back here. רק על האור וכלי ביחד. נאו, עשר ולא תשע, שמשמיענו בזה דבר נכבד מאוד, כי כבר נתבהר, שכל הערות הספירות מהאור העליון, ואפילו בעיגולים שהם בהשוואה אחד, אינם מהירים את הבחינת דלת שנקרא מלכות. והשם ספירה מורה רק על אור וכלי ביחד. כלומר, שהאור העליון מלובש בכלי. Terminology, מלובש בכלי. What מלובש? The אור מלובש. That means inside is אור. The ליבוש is the כלי. Until there is no כלי, there is no revelation. But קודם comes מילוי הכלי, that means the light. Okay? אתה פה? ברוך השם. אבל כלי בלי אור אינו נקרא בשם הזה. You cannot use the name ספירה if they are not together. כי ספירה משמעותה ספירה ובהירות. ולפי זה, היה יכול לעלות על הדעת שהמלכות אינה ספירה חס ושלום. להיות האור העליון אינו מהיר בה כמבואה. ולפי כך, מדייק בעל ספר יצירה ואומר, עשר ספירות הם ולא תשע חס ושלום. כי המלכות נבחנת גם כן לספירה. והטעם הוא מחכמת שכל התקשרות האור העליון בעשר הספירות היא בייחוד על ידי האור החוזר שהמלכות מעלה בכוח המסך שבה ממטה למעלה. The עשר ספירות exist because מלכות creates אור חוזר. And as long as she is, if she is not there, there is no עשר ספירות. Say that again.
If all the spherot depend in Malchut, Malchut is a little different. Because Malchut creates light.
It doesn't create light, reflects light. It's the only thing is, depends to her reflection. So come on, look at the water on the earth, the existence of the earth. It depends on the reflection of the moon. Yeah, but the light is not the moon, so why you worry? He says, no, I worry. Moon must be there. The reflector must be there. Or Yashar is Bepe'ula. Or Choser is the only time of Menucha. There got to be Or Choser. If there is no Or Choser, there is no Menucha. If you don't have Menucha in your life, that means you are not causing Or Choser. It's as simple as that. Otherwise, you will be in a state of menucha. If you are connected and the light is, everything is hunky-dory, then you are in heaven. So if you do not have the menucha, that means the or chozer is not good enough. No machzikim. Are you are together?
Yeah.
How important it is to this understanding. Now, what is this Or Chozer business? What is Or Chozer?
I look at it as Mayim
Nukvim. What is Mayim Nukvim?
Is your request for the
continuity.
The first most important thing is to bitul your Chochmah. Bitul your Chochmah. Because if you don't batel your Chochmah, that means Chochmah came first. We said, no, Chochmah doesn't come first. First, Hitbonenut comes first. So you have to. If your Ani doesn't sit quiet, there is no Menucha. You cannot get up. First,
because it's saying that basically I want to tap to the Chochmah, the Creator.
That's correct. Yes, I want to go back to my root, which is Olam Menucha. Which is Olam Menucha. I can only go to this Olam Menucha when my Ani goes to sleep. But I want to be able not to sleep and connect to this Olam called Menucha. So he says, okay, no problem. We go day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night. You keep on doing it until you get it. Alafim times. That's his chesed. It gives you elef time to try, day and night, day and night, day and night, till we do it.
You talk about Malchut. Malchut is the true beginning of creation. Because before that, there is no independent desire from the Creator.
Here, I'm going to give you an example, make your life a little bit easy. I know when I was at your age, my mind would go crazy because I wanted to see it. And I wanted an example. What are you talking about? This is too much. Look at your heart. It's a pump. Isn't it a pump? Does it produce anything? No, it's only a pump. It's a valve system. Does he feed himself? It keeps on pumping. So how does he survive? That's the Malchut. Continuously. Does it have a Menucha? Yes. Keeps on going. Oh yeah. Of course. It's a split of a second. It's a et. That's the et. Et is the happy time, menucha time. You know what the menucha time means? Between one misery and next misery, the distance between one misery to the next misery is called menucha. And don't you ever forget it. That's what life is. From one distance between one misery to the next misery, it's called menucha. It's a bitter truth. Let's go here. Hamalchut ma'aleh bekoach ha'masach sheba. So the most important, if I am going to work as a malchut, what is most important?
Masach.
It's the masach. As soon as the valves, they get loose, what happens? The masach is loose, it's bad, it's going to go bad, they have to change the valve. What's the goodness of the valve? It's the masach. It's to say how much to go, how much not to go, when to close, when to open. It's a parsa. We're going to learn the word parsa. Parsa is not totally says tzimtzum aleph. No, no matter what, nothing. That's absolute. There is aspect. You say, okay, you know what? A little bit. Here it is. Slowly, drop by drop. Take your time. That's a parsa. That means you can pores. We said there is a diaphragm here, right? But still, food goes. There is a pipe. A specific pipe goes in there. Because there is a bekia through the parsa. As you see, there is a bekia. There is literally makes hole into the parsa and goes to the lower world. So is the rakia. Rakia, there is a channel comes through called Zerampin and connects the above to below. And this, the one that connects the above to below, אמר רבי עקיבא, חיה אחת עומדת באמצע הרקיעה ושמע ישראל וחקוקה על מצחה ישראל. He's connecting the above to below. Who? This guy called Chaya Echad and he's Israel. Sheyashem Yazor. It's not for nothing they went whenever they find an excuse they come after the Jew. They don't know what they are doing, but it says there is Sarin. They go demand. They demand. They mekatrek. That's why they say they mitagrek. The 70 nations, Sarim, the president, the malachim of those 70 nations, they go and say, Hashem, they stand outside in the yard. They cannot go to the Echad. And they yell. And they go after Israel. עם רחמנות. המסך שבא ממטה למעלה, ועל כן, אדרה רבה, היא הספירה הנכבדה ביותר בעשר הספירות. The moment that you know you do your ביטול, the moment you know you say, you know what, I don't understand. As soon as you submit to Torah, you got to be careful. You submit, you can go and become a zombie. No. As soon as you submit to the truth of the Torah and you understand it and you submit to it, as difficult as it is, that's called bitul. You are a sefira hanichbad biyoter. You become a sefira, you become a sefirot. You reveal rak et haTorah. Rak et haTorah. But it's koevli. That's called the bitul. כי זולתה לא היה מתקשר האור בתשעה ספירות העליונות. These nine ספירות that they brought the light, they would not have nothing if the מלכות will not return. And the אור of מלכות is אור of עיגול. It's ספירה of עיגול. Why עיגול? Look at this. When it returns the אור, it creates the עיגול. Puts the whole Eser Sefirot together. We said Eser Sefirot Shel Igulim. That is true that all these Igulim, they got through the light. But because it became the maturity, the Eser got revealed. The Igulim, everybody is now on. ונחשב משום זה כמו שהייתה כולה אור. נחשב לזה. I understand that. She didn't receive the light. But nichshav leze. It is considered that she is the light. It's again the heart. She is giving out all the blood. She's not holding anything for herself. But she feeds Arafitu. That's a tzaddik. Exactly what definition of tzaddik is. Tzaddik receives. Of course. And sustains, but totally is for continuity. Minimum. That's why it says Safon open for them. They are happy that they have Yirat Hashem. They are happy they have Ahavat Hashem, and they are happy that Chokhmah of Hashem is behind them. That's what, as soon as you become to that stage, then the road is open. That's the road of Yaakov.
That's why they say that the person that is giving and they say, oh, this person is totally a heart. What a good heart.
That's right. There's no fear in this person. Last night they showed the baby of this rabbi that they killed in Hodu. What a beautiful baby. I said, my God. And you would look through that eyes and you see continuity, no pain, no nothing. You see a tremendous amount of future.
Father or the baby?
The baby.
In India,
didn't you
know what happened?
It was on CNN. I usually spend a little bit of time together. Some It's scary. It's lately I'm just shutting down everything because it's too much. It's overwhelming. And you react. Let's go a little bit further. We have time. Ze toch ze. And he says there is another concept here. Ze toch ze. Ze. Ze ze shtemesre. Toch ze shtemesre. Now, my next 12 hours. My next 12 hours. Ze is 12. I want to have a trip with you guys. Because it says ze toch ze. Ze el ze. Ze leumad ze. Ze betoch ze. What it means ze betoch ze? The next 12 hours is including in my last 12 hours. It came from my last 12 hours. So my last 12 hours is toch the next 12 hours. It's like I am toch my son. I'm there. No doubt. I'm there. And we have to start seeing things. That's why you start seeing Chacham Roe Et Nolad. So I have to see how things could be created, because he made me in his image. Made me in his dimut. Made me to be Israel. Shalom Boker Tov. So that was bet we discussed. Before we discussed it, is ze toch ze. That means this makifs this one, and this makifs this one, and this makifs. The middle point always is, the nekuda emtzai is malchut. In the igulim. Always nekuda emtzai in the world is malchut. Where is your nekuda emtzai? Huh?
It's in the head.
Yeah?
The belly button.
The belly button. Yeah. What else? I would say no. We have three Nekuda Emtzayis. When I'm standing, my really Nekuda Emtzayi is my belly button. Now, if I raise my hand, come on,
your
this
heart.
Is my top.
Your heart.
Is it?
No.
Yesod becomes Nekuda Emtzayi. So we see Nekuda Emtzayi really jumps between Yesod, which is Yosef, and Yaakov.
As a Beze only.
For the Rosh, the Malchut Shel Rosh. The Malchut, the Olam Igulim. We are in the Olam of Kav. Here, two hands goes up, is the Kav. This is two hands. Now, follow the following. And here, by the way, is five letters of Elohim.
Yeah.
And that's the Ekev. That's how I start picking up things and working. That's the whole Maaseh. This is Halicha. It's different. Now, let's go back to understanding how these things works. It says, Toch Ze, Ze Toch Ze, which means what? And the Nekuda Emtzayi always is the revealing point. So it's either Tiferet, which is your heart, which is Yaakov, or Yesod, which is Yosef. Now Yaakov is how many Hovayot? Last time I didn't teach it this way. This way I'm teaching it with Torah, one by one, and the name, so you will remember, in your Tefillah especially. What is Tiferet? Yaakov. Yaakov, how many Hovayot? We said, exactly seven. Seven Hovayot, 7 times 26 is Yaakov. How many Hovayot is Yosef? 6, 156. We see Yaakov, it is the heart. Yesod is the 6. What you pass on? Only six vav ketzavot, chesed, gevurah, tiferet, netzachot, yesod. Yaakov is includes the lights of malchut. Malchut. That's why he's seven. He's inclusive of everything. He's the connects to the whole world. Yesod is only that pipe, the kav, that ma'avir to create a new creation. It's the pipe. That's the yesod. It's a kav. Only six ketzavot. It's only six ketzavot he passes on. The energy. Now slowly, slowly we'll see how. Why Yaakov becomes seven Hovayot, he becomes six Hovayot. It's not by just chance. Hovaya means energy. Each Hovaya means four Bechinot Eser Sefirot. That's why he was 40 years old when he got married, Yitzchak. He went through four phases. He did the Akuda. What was the Akuda? Sefirah Malchut. He did total tzimtzum. And as soon as he did, his bat zug was born. 3 years, three phases completed. Four phases, get married. He did. 3 years he waited. When she came, she was three. Then they got married. It shows step by step, step by step, step by step what it means through the creation. Because from Yitzchak till Malchut, how many Sefirot you got?
Six.
That's the Vak. That's the Vav. That brings. That's why when you go to Taros, Taros' exterior force is Earth. Earth. It is Taros. It is Yitzchak, energy of Yitzchak that creates. Why? Because he did total cancellation of this world. And because he totally canceled, he got the right to rule it, to build it. That's why first is Din. Because first your desires appears. The Haratzon gets revealed. You bring the Milui after. First doesn't come the milui of Ratzon. In us, first the Ratzon wakes up, and then I go for its milui. But in reality, we said, the milui came kodem, and then the Ratzon. I think we understood this. It's a different, it's whether you look from the eye, from above to below, or from the below to above. That's the whole system to be able to see through all these hafuchim that God created. Why he started with bet? Because bet is hitbonenut, is bina. And we start, is a bereshit, is a creation. The creation is hafuch. First hitbonenut comes. Then atzilut, aleph. But in reality of Elkut, Atzilut came first, Machshava came first, Ma'ase came after.
The same thing with...
No, are we clear on this? Is anybody... It's extremely important to understand. That's why Bereshit is bet. To tell us that no, Chokhmah, don't go with your Chokhmah. Be. If you want to go by the system, got to be Bitul HaChokhmah. If there is no bitul ha-chokhmah, the whole lesson that we went right now till here is to understand that chokhmah doesn't come first. If you think you are smart and you are right, no. That doesn't come first. You don't see, but when you sit down and you go through what? You say, okay, how am I going to meet Bonen? You meditate what? Honestly, what do you meditate? What do you meditate on? What's your purpose of meditation? To have sheket? We said what sheket you're not going to get, menucha, you're not going to get until the ani is quiet. Okay.
I was going to just ask, which point are we looking at? Because remember, we also studied about Hit Oder Root and Hit Gab Root, which comes first.
Yeah, we said right now, Hit Gab Root, the Hit Oder Root, which comes first? Why there is a Hit Oder Root? Why do you wake up? Why you suddenly become, yet suddenly Yaakov woke up from Shalom, oh, Lo Yadati. When do you say, ah, oh, I got it? That's Hit Oder Root. What is Hit Bonenut? This is what we want to, this is it's Hit Bonenut. That means you work on your Havana. You literally bang on what you understand to really get the Chokhmah out of it. There's no way you can get the Chokhmah out of it until you keep on. Look at olive. How do you get oil extra virgin? And the fight was on one pach of extra virgin. Because oil, aspect of oil, you have to beat it up, really go between two stones, get it. The first juice is the Chokhmah. He says, oil is Chokhmah. So what is this? It's Hitbonenut. It's to sit down. Don't rush. Start. Think. Cancel your Chokhmah, because your Chokhmah gives explanation. Chokhmah explains everything. You are able to explain. We are smart. Don't forget, the Yetzer Hara, who's stupid, who kasil, zakan, he says, who kasil zakan. But he goes to kill you. So in order to understand, to fight this enemy, he says, no, here I give you a Torah, stick to the Torah, it's going to show you the way. Cancel your ani, cancel your... That's how I'm telling you.
So in a way, canceling the ani is to remove the memhei from the chokhmah, so you're left with the moach. So you use your moach properly. That's that what is implied?
That means you give the moach to Havaya.
Okay, but you take the memhei, but you stay with the moach from the chokhmah.
What do you mean you take the memhei? You want to create a new memhei.
Okay.
A new memhei. You want to create a new Adam out of yourself. You are Adam, but you want to create a new memhei. A new Adam from yourself. To change yourself, whatever you are, to change you. You could be tzaddik olam. But if you are here, you're breathing, that means there is you to change. No matter what, you got to change. You keep on changing. You cannot. Whatever you are is not good enough. And gives you opportunity to improve upon it. And that comes only change. That only comes when you make a bitur chokhmah. You accept the truth and you change yourself. That's why he's dealing with midot. He's not dealing with how much wise you are. Not at all. A sandal finds the best property in Olam Haba. He's nobody. It's not it. It's only how much change, good change you have caused in your life. Let's read a little bit. Gimel. Vehina habechina, that's a vav, I am going etzachayim. Vehina habechina, hamechaberet kol ha'igulim yachad, this phase that connects all the igulim, hi inyan kav hadak hazeh. And he emphasizes there is a kav, and this kav is extremely dark, as mitpashed min anesof. And this kav that comes into this igul is dark maod and comes from ensof. Ve'over ve'yored ve'nimshach mi'igul el ha'igul ad siyum tachlit kulam. Whole thing is this kav. Now let's go or pnimi.
Why does he say dark?
The what?
Duck.
Oh, duck. Let's understand that. It's not plenty. It's the Or Yashar. It comes drop by drop. You don't think it's going to... Mabul? Yeah, he will leave the Mabul for a channel that is not good. But the correct channel, he says, is the Kav. You want Mabul? Psht, I can give you Mabul. What is Mabul? When there is no dam, it's just the water comes, destroys everything. There is no, it doesn't remain anything. But the calf, you control. How much to come? How much not to come? What the flow? Mabul means no control. Plenty. Plenty too much destroys. We saw it. Now, Pirush. Ke be'esar ha-sefirot de'igulim, kevar yadata she'yesh hefsek ve'makom panui ben sefira la-sefira. Here we go. When we are talking about the Kav, we are talking about there is a hefresh, there is a distance between sefira to sefira. There is hefsek. What is hefsek? What star? What is the star? Sefira is a igul or kav? Sefira is kli with the or. But this kli with the or, connected to this kli with the or, there is a distance between them. And that distance is a kav. Look at the neuron in your brain. A neuron is one ball. Then there is a kav, and then there is another neuron. And that's why it's neuron connected. Till age of 25, you build down, you keep building out and lighting up the neurons. After the age of 25, exactly ko starts breaking neurons. They get disconnected. And it can go very bad. But there is an immune system that can restore it and keep it connected. They say, no, it's not possible. When it's disconnected, it's disconnected. But now, understanding, yes, that there is a way to repair. Now, Pirush. Kebe'eser sefirot de'igulim kvar yadata she'yesh hefsek v'makom panui ben sefira le'sefira haynu kemidat zayin sefirot de'ha'arot yoshe. And he's saying there is zayin he'arot. That means there is a he'ara meyuchedet le'malchut. It's a one he'ara that is aspect of malchut. That makes zayin. She'be'orot ha'sefira, omnam be'esar ha'sefirot shel ha'kav. Now, important. Omnam be'esar ha'sefirot shel ha'kav. Is the Kav how many Sefirot has? But it said seven.
There's three.
The three are Igulim. So is the Kav has Igul? Yes. We said Keter, Chokhmah, Binah of Kav is surrounded by the light of Keter. Chokhmah Bina Da'at of the Sefira is inside this Or Makif called Igul of Keter. So, Omnam Be'esar Sefirot Shel HaKav Ein Beinehen Hefsek Klal. Be'esar Sefirot Shel HaKav Ein Beinehen. That means the distance between Igul to Igul, there is distance. But between sefirah shel kav le kav, there is no distance. That means in the kav, I go first to chesed, complete chesed, then go to where? To gevura, with no hefsek. Now let's understand this a little bit more. Omnam be'esar sefirot shel kav ein beinehem hefsek klal shel מתחילות מאור אינסוף, מתפשטות עד הנקודה האמצעית, שהיא בחינה ד', שנקרא מלכות, שאין עוד שוב בחינה למטה ימינה כמבואר. We say, מלכות is always the end. It's נקודה אמצעי, but it's the end. הרי שהעשר ספירות הראשונות שהתפשטו מאינסוף בסוד קו ישר, שנקרא גם כן עשר ספירות דאדם קדמון, this kav that comes in is really from the beginning to the end of it, which is the malchut, which is nekuda emtsai. It's called from beginning to the end, called Adam Kadmon. The first kav that comes in. that kav, from beginning to the end, is called Adam Kadmon.
It's inclusive of all the kavim?
Inclusive of everything that will ever come in. Whatever was necessary to bring from the beginning of the kav to the middle point of the kav and make all the igulim and make 10 Eser Sefirot.
That kav is a complete igul already. There is no tikkun for Adam Kadmon.
Oh yes, there is. If it was complete, so what is continuing? It came exactly because where the Shevirat Keilim happened? The Keilim were the Sefirot. Where did they break? They broke in Adam Kadmon. The Keilim were Sefirot. Don't forget, Keilim were Sefirot.
But then I don't understand, because if we are the cause of this correction and we cannot reach Adam Kadmon, it is out of our reach?
No. For that, God put points, let's call ambassadors. The middle points. Why I go to a tzaddik? Why I go to my rav? He's in between me and Hashem. I go to tzaddik for what? He's going to be... I cannot directly... Can I not directly talk to Hashem? Yes, of course. But so do I go to a mekubal to receive a bracha? Because we cannot do it on our own. We need in between somebody to be in between. How I can get in touch with Olam Elyon? I have to connect to a concept called Zeir Anpin. If I don't connect to this Zeir Anpin, the upper one would not listen. I cannot talk to Ari Anpin and say, Ari Anpin, Adonai Adonai El Rachum V'Chanun, listen to me here, I want to talk to you. He's not made to listen. He's not going to listen. But he's going to listen through Zeir Anpin, through Hovaya. If you say Baruch Atah, Hovaya comes, you talk to Hovaya, through Hovaya you can relay your message to Ein Sof. I cannot say, look, I'm not interested to Hovaya Elohim, whatever name you want to give me, I'm not interested. I'm supposed to talk, I'm talking to Ein Sof. Why don't I say Baruch Atah Ein Sof? Why don't I say Baruch Atah Ein Sof? Why should I say Hovaya? I am praying to Ein Sof. I'm not praying to Hovaya. Until I don't talk to Hovaya. Because Hovaya is Din and Rachamim. Hovaya is Din and Rachamim. So that means I talk to him. First, let me understand who you are. You want to talk to Ein Sof? Who's this in you? Yes, I know that you are, he loves you and everything, but there is rules. What he is teaching us right now, telling us, is that how we really connect to this Bechinat Gimel. So through Bechinat Gimel we understand, because Bechinat Gimel is the Etz Chaim, is the Torah. Sheshed Yamim. Shavi is talking about, that's it, Zeir Anpin. Yes, but with which Chochmah you are talking? If they understand, that's a total submission. That's fine. And it's not easy to submit. It's not. The Ani is strong. The Ani has to come to with accepting it. The Ani came finally, said, Pharaoh, the Yetzer Hara came and says, Mi Hamocha Ba'elim Adonai. Nedar Ba'Kodesh. Nedar Ba'Kodesh. That's it. It's a, the Ani has to come to that conclusion. And to come and literally be it. Be it. It's a lifetime work. It's a lifetime work. Shalom.